Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A red flag warning begins at 11 a.m. today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunshine expected today with a high of 74. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 49. Tonight, clear skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Even with some of the cooler temperatures, now that we're officially into the fall season, the Kansas Forest Service says that with the ongoing weather conditions and drought conditions across the state, they have recommended that many farmers should put a halt on some of their harvesting around the area with concerns of wildfires.
There isn't that, like, October kind of break that we kind of get to kind of regroup and catch up and then go, go, go. Realistic best case scenario, nothing gets catastrophic. Nothing burns homes, you know, and everybody stays safe.
That was Rodney Redinger with the Kansas Forest Service on KSNT News. In other news, Tuesday was the deadline to register to vote in the state of Kansas for the upcoming November 5th general election, which means as of yesterday afternoon, early voting started in the state of Kansas. And if you would like to vote early, you can go to your local precincts or request a mail-in ballot. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's election season 2024.
And we have your election night coverage right here on the Mid-America Network.
Join Stephanie Austin along with myself, Sam Speck, election night, November 5th, as we cover the latest election results across the state of Kansas.
We'll be broadcasting from the 4th District Republican Election Party, keeping you informed on statewide and local races in your area.
It's election coverage 2024, and it's all right here.
Join us for election night coverage starting at 7 p.m. right here on the Mid-America Network starting at 7 p.m.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Get your weekend started with Fox College Football Friday as Oregon and Purdue go head-to-head in a Big Ten battle at 7. Saturday, it's a full day of college football with Nebraska and Indiana at 11, Colorado and Arizona at 3, and more Big 12 action at 6:30. On Sunday, Week 7 of the NFL puts the Lions against the Vikings at noon, and the Chiefs fight to stay undefeated as they battle the 49ers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The Kansas Department of Commerce, along with Kansas Works, is hosting their five-day job fair virtually throughout this week between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. from Monday through Friday. In a statement from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, he said, quote, the holidays are approaching, and that means businesses are needing additional hardworking staff to keep up with the upcoming busy holiday seasons. Whether you're looking for a seasonal job or a permanent role, there are plenty of options for full-time and part-time positions all across the state. According to the Department of Commerce, they go on to say in their news release that the virtual statewide job fair portals feature helpful information such as job seekers looking for training videos, a list of participating employers, along with channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may be requesting to engage in some type of video interview during the virtual job fair. If you do plan to participate in the virtual job fair throughout this week, you do need to register, which you can go to the Kansas Works website. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska Medical Center campus has announced that they have roughly 30 acres of land that is currently under construction as they say that they're creating an innovative hub along with a six-story research and office building. According to the Nebraska Examiner, it is known as the Edge District, as according to the interim chancellor of the UNMC, they say the name is not only a nod to the fact that the area is on the edge of the campus, but the acronym also stands for Explore, Develop, Grow, and Engage, saying, quote, it represents the UNMC and wants to belong on the leading edge in all areas of our mission as a medical center. University leaders say that the UNMC Edge District intends to build upon what they call an already strong startup industry by helping health-focused entrepreneurs be able to grow and find new innovative ways to assist in the industry overall. Much of the focus will be on cutting-edge research, workforce development, and patient care. Good America Network News.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school, for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday to request for a proposal for the South Kester House, which previously served as a restaurant, were discussed. No decisions were made. The mayor suggested reaching out to the public for input and revisit the bids again at the November 12th meeting. The mayor asked input regards establishing a youth advisory council, which may be comprised of 6 to 12 students who would meet regularly to advise on youth-related issues and provide input on other projects looking toward the future of the community. Administration and Finance Committee will continue discussion of the concept before proceeding. Under committee reports, proposed increases in water and sewer as well as storm sewer rates were briefly discussed. Appointment of Barb Kiekhafer to Planning and Zoning Commission to fill the unexpired Vicki Gross was approved. Council went into executive session 5 times for well over an hour and a half with no binding decisions made. The initial request was from the city attorney for discussion of pending litigation, and the following sessions were for matters of non-elected personnel. The city administrator mentioned briefly at the end of the meeting there were known pay issues which are being addressed. The mayor set a special meeting for Monday, October 21st at 5 p.m. with agenda items to include personnel issues, one Marysville, and a citizen request from Monday's meeting for consideration of a resolution allowing native grass plantings on a property in North Marysville. Marysville Advocate reporting this week confirmation that Police Chief Matt Simpson has interviewed for a similar position with another Northeast Kansas community, citing recent changes in Marysville City Administration that may not fit with his long-term career path. Washington County Memorial Airport will be closed to all planes through Friday for runway pavement repairs. Recent elections for the Marshall County 4-H Council were held with Paxton Vogt, President, Norman Jurgensen, Vice President, Canadian Bishop, Secretary, Trey Wurtenberger, Treasurer, and Alice Hyman, Reporter. A fire weather watch is in effect through 8 p.m. today and includes Washington, Marshall, Nemahal, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in northeast Kansas. Extreme caution is urged with any outside burning or sparks that could lead to a burn with continued drought and extreme dry conditions. Fall Soup Days continue in Marysville today. Marshall County Arts Cooperative serving 11 to 7 at the Arts Center. Soups, grilled cheese, and homemade desserts for dine-in, carry-out, or local delivery. For delivery, phone 785-859-4260. Soup Day at the Arts Center in Marysville today until 7 p.m. An incident at the Washington County Jail Tuesday evening, which began as an altercation between two inmates, resulted in assault of several correctional officers and deputies, with Deputy Sheriff Jarek Wyke sustaining minor injuries, including a stab wound to the face. He was treated and released at the Washington County Hospital. An inmate, Christopher Wright, had become combative and was restrained and placed in solitary confinement. A full investigation is pending, and charges will be forwarded to the county attorney for review. Lorraine M. Lane, age 98, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Springs United Methodist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Lorraine Lane. Lucille Landis, age 96 of Lynn, passed away October 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Lucille Landis. John A. Steiner, age 96, of Elites, passed away Monday. Private family service will be held with the burial at the Vermilion Cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for John Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, cabbage and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, sliced carrots and lime pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then a slight chance for some rain showers on Friday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. There will be a chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, then sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday as well with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely into Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature October 69, record high on this date 91, the average low 44, and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 6:45. It's 45 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Arts Cooperative Annual Soup Day is Thursday, October 17th, serving 11 to 7 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. Serving broccoli, potato, cheese soup, chicken noodle soup and chili, as well as tomato soup and sausage tortellini. Grilled cheese sandwiches and desserts by the area's best bakers. Free will donation, dine-in, carry-out, or for local delivery Thursday, phone 785-859-4260. Marshall County Arts Cooperative Soup Day, Thursday, 11 to 7 at the Arts Center in Marysville.
Liberty turned to which? Sabrina. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. With Game 3 of the WNBA Finals tied at 77 in the closing seconds, the New York Liberty draw it up for Sabrina Ionescu.
8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter of Game 3. 4 seconds. Ionescu will heave and hit! And hit! Sabrina Ionescu! With the biggest shot in Liberty history.
Ryan Rucco called it on ESPN. It's an 80-77 win for New York over the Lynx. They take a 2-1 series lead in the best of five. Liberty a win away from their first WNBA championship. Minnesota's most recent title, though, in 2017 came in a series they trailed 2-1. Game four tomorrow. Game four of the NLCS is tonight after the Dodgers took a 2-1 series lead with yet another shutout last night. LA, an 8-0 win over the Mets in New York. Kike Hernandez, Shohei Ohtani, Max Muncy with homers in the win. Also today, game three of the ALCS in Cleveland. Yankees took the first two of that series in New York. Guardians host game three today. Every game of baseball's postseason is available on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Football, Devontae Adams expects to make his debut with the Jets on Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Indications out of Pittsburgh suggest the Steelers may be switching up and going with Russell Wilson at quarterback. Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Sabres in overtime, Evgeny Malkin scoring his 500th career goal in the win. Auston Matthews gets his first of the season. Toronto, a 6-2 win over the Kings. Bruins, 5-3 over the Avs in Denver. Ducks beat Utah in overtime. Three of Utah's first five games have been decided in OT. The NCAA Football Rules Committee issuing a rules interpretation, closing the loophole in the 12-man penalty that Oregon used to its advantage last weekend in the win over Ohio State.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall, starting Friday. For the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall sports playoff time is on its way in the Twin Valley League, with league tournaments for both the cross-country runners and the volleyball players coming up this week, along with the final week of TVL regular season football. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight. Come over to TVLSpotlight.com, as I will have daily updates on all of the Twin Valley League sports. That's TVLSpotlight.com, a service of KNDY Radio.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Axta Live on FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, a day of gains for stocks and another record high close for the Dow Jones. The industrials finished 337 points higher yesterday at 43,078. The S&P gained nearly 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite added close to 0.3%. Shrinkflation, the practice that companies have of cutting sizes but charging the same price, has been taking a bite out of a lot of what we buy. Snack giant PepsiCo hopes to go the other way. On its recent earnings call, PepsiCo said some bags of Tostitos and Ruffles will be 20% larger. It's adding bags to some of its multi-packs as well, all without raising prices. Neiman Marcus is out with its annual catalog of extravagant Christmas gifts. The 2024 holiday book features a $20,000 jewel-encrusted Mahjong set and an 18th-century carriage designed for King Charles III. It retails for $1.9 million. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm Agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Network. As we get closer to yet another day of trade, it's now Thursday, October 17th of 2024. Let's get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a fairly mixed day yesterday. Soybeans were a bit lower. Wheat and corn did see a slight gain, but there was some losses in other places as well. It was mixed in the livestock. Hogs had a decent day yesterday. December lean hogs finished up 247 to 77.70. February was up $1.80 at 81.10 per hundredweight. Cattle markets, that's where where we started to see a little bit of red in live cattle. October was still up 32 cents at 187.05. February up 7 to 186.60, but there was losses in the later contract. Nothing but weakness for the feeder cattle. October feeders down 42 to 246.10. November down 97 at 245.50. All right, let's take a look through the grains and oil seeds. We see a lot of price giving this morning. Chicago and Kansas City wheat are lower. Spring wheat is higher, but December KC wheat down 2.5, giving up some of yesterday's gains, back down to 586.25. March down 2 to 601.5. Oats are higher. December oats up 2.75 to 381.75. Speaking of giving up yesterday's gains, corn is trending down through the overnight pre-trade session. December corn down 2.25 at 402.5. March down 2.75 at 417.75. Soybeans, which took the hit yesterday, they were the ones sharply lower, back down low again. November soybeans down 9.25 to 970.75. January down 9.5 to 984.5. December soybean meal is down 80 at 312.90, and soy oil down 12 at 41.57. Cotton also a bit lower. December cotton down 80 at 70.46. Taking a look at the metals, we've got gold up 380 to 26.77.80. We've got silver currently up 8 cents at 32.06 per ounce, and the dollar index currently down 8 at 103.320.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Corn leafhoppers have appeared in 26 Kansas counties since September, bringing with them a bacterial disease known as corn stunt, which damages corn ears. K-State Extension row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre shares what corn stunt looks like in the late stages of the growing season.
Corn stunt, as the name says, right, if the infection is happening early in the season, we might see that stunted plants. However, if it's happening more later in the season, what we'll see is more of that shifting coloration, right? It goes from green to purplish in about 30 days after the infection happens is when we start seeing the symptoms. And I think the majority of the symptoms that I seen here in Kansas was more the late season type of infection, where it's more that purple color, which can be, you know, when you think about deer damage, right? You snap that ear out, you have sugar accumulation, and the corn plant respond as being purple. However, this disease, it mimics that same scenario, right? But you can still find those plants with ears on it.
He explains the life cycle of the corn leaf hopper and how to identify them.
The nymphs will emerge every 2 to 3 days in temperatures around 80 to 90 degrees, so hot weather conditions, right? And then the corn leaf hoppers will complete their development in just days, with development, I'd say, occurring more rapidly at warmer temperatures. The adults can survive between 30 to 80 days, and the females can put around 15 eggs per day and up to 600 eggs in their life cycle, right? So they can reproduce really fast. We can identify them in the field, and for that, you're going to be looking to the leaf hoppers, and they're very characteristic, and they have two dotted dark spots in between their eyes that will distinguish them from other species, right? And there is also more like a V shape on that first thoracic segment in the insect that also helps you to identify it in the field.
Onofre discusses the difficulties associated with corn leaf hopper control.
Management is very challenging because we're talking about an insect, so thresholds are very minimum. Their thresholds right now is one leaf hopper in the field, so you could have multiple insecticide application if this becomes a problem for us, even within one season, right? In terms of resistance, some of the hybrids are resistant to the leaf hopper, but not as much to the disease.
That was K-State Extension row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre on the corn leaf hopper's emergence in Kansas. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Shorter run of cattle with the harvest continuing today. Early consignments include 3 black and red cow-calf pairs. Cows running age, calves are 1 month old. 35 black steers nevers weighing 4.5 to 650, 20 red steers nevers weighing 5 to 6, 10 black steers nevers 5 to 6, 45 black and white faced steers nevers weigh 5 to 6, 15 black and white faced steers nevers 5 to 6, 11 black and red steers nevers 5 to 6, 8 black and white faced steers weigh 5 to 650, and 35 Shirley Cross, Deers and Heifers Wing, 5 to 7. Those early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Selling lightweight calves at 11, breads, cow-calf pairs at 11:30, stocker and feeders at noon. Upcoming a feeder calf sale next Thursday, October 24th.
The full Hunter's Moon shines tonight. We'll share some moon facts to ponder next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 17th, the 291st day of the year. Actors Michael McKean and George Wendt share a birthday, and the full Hunter's Moon will rise today. It's a good time to observe what's called the moon illusion. At moonrise, it seems absolutely enormous. In fact, it's exactly the same size as when it's high in the sky. Don't believe your eyes? Try this. Hold a coin in front of the lunar disk at dusk, then again at midnight. The diameters will be the same. The illusion comes from our sense of scale when objects are near the horizon. And here's another fun moon fact. October's full moon is sometimes called the harvest moon. It relates to the timing of autumnal equinox, with a full moon that occurs nearest to the equinox being the one to take on the name. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local moonrise and set times at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 45 this morning in Marysville, contrast to 25 yesterday, and 75 our forecast high this afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the main quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, has released a new shoe line that he says is paying homage to the Negro League Baseball Museum, along with the Kansas City Monarchs. KSN News reports that Mahomes did partner up with the company of Adidas, and what they said was a collaboration for the Negro League's Baseball Museum on the Mahomes 2X NLBM collection that celebrates the Monarchs winning the first Negro Leagues World Series title back in 1924. The design of the shoe contains the Monarchs colors along with a silhouette of the Negro League Baseball Museum logo on the inner sole. As Mahomes released a statement on Instagram saying, quote, I'm blessed to have the latest colorway honor in all the athletes that paved the way for myself and so many more. This collection pays tribute to the KC Monarchs and the 100th anniversary of their Negro Leagues World Series title. The shoe is set to be released next year in 2025. Kansas City Chiefs action back at it on Sunday with kickoff at 3:30 on the road against the 49ers.
Mega savings at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or Rockstar savings on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Game 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
After a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs, they go into a Sunday afternoon game this week looking at their corner, Rashee Rice, after going into surgery last week and currently in recovery. after having a repair on his posterolateral corner of his right knee. They say that change in operation did happen after originally thinking it may be the ACL that was initially thought to have been damaged after the win against the San Diego Chargers. According to head coach Andy Reid, he said it will probably be the same result with time out of the season, as it is relatively the same type of comeback recovery, but is looking forward to having him back on the field as soon as possible. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are only one of two unbeaten teams left in the NFL, going along with the Minnesota Vikings, as the Chiefs are set to play the 49ers coming up as a rematch of the Super Bowl from last year, starting on Sunday with the afternoon kickoff at 3:30. After this week, it's back on the road again for another Sunday afternoon game on the 27th of October against the Las Vegas Raiders. The 49ers right now are at the top of the NFC West at 3-3. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville girls tennis won their 3-1A regionals last Saturday for the second straight year, sending all six competitors to state for the third straight season. Under first-year head coach Lana Pekarik, it was a all-Marysville's double championship, with seniors Grace Winkler and Aubrey Veering finishing first, and senior Grace Turner and junior Micaiah Urban finishing second. Junior Kate Fries and Ava Spicer both finished top five in singles, rounding out Marysville's second straight regional championship team. State tennis is this Friday and Saturday in Wichita, with Marysville returning three competitors with state medaling experience. Head coach Lana Pekarik will be our guest during this Friday's halftime conversation during the Marysville Bulldog football broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville High School will host a send-off for the girls' tennis team today at 11:30 a.m. at the high school. Marysville girls' golf finished sixth at the Osage City 3-1A regional meet on Monday. Olivia Dover is the lone Bulldog to make a state appearance this year after shooting a 96 at regionals, a good for seventh place. 3-1A state golf is at Emporia Municipal Golf Course starting next Monday. Tee time for Olivia Dover is 9:30 a.m. Marysville volleyball finished out the regular season Tuesday with a senior night matchup versus Rock Creek, with the Mustangs taking both games. Marysville finishes the season 11-20 and will be the 8th seed at Nemaha Central in a new postseason regional format, playing Monday the 21st. The Bulldogs will face 16th seed Riverside, 9th seeded Wellsville, and top seeded Nemaha Central. Marysville Cross Country closes out their regular season with North Central Kansas League meet today at Rock Creek, start time 4 p.m. In Twin Valley League volleyball results, the Hanover Wildcats claimed the regular season title Tuesday night after picking up straight set wins over Valley Heights and Centralia. Hanover finishes the regular season undefeated in league play, 10-0 and 29-1 on the season, with that lone loss to the hands of 3A Beloit. Centralia and Valley Heights tie for the TVL regular season second with an 8-2 league record, while Donovan West rounds out the top three at 7-3. Twin Valley League volleyball tournament gets started this Saturday, 9 a.m. at Blue Valley Randolph, with your top seeds being Hanover, Centralia, and Valley Heights. In a new postseason format, regional action for volleyball will get started next Monday, with Valley Heights hosting El Saline, Hillsboro, and Hutch Trinity, while on Tuesday, the 22nd, Centralia will host Washington County and Lincoln, Blue Valley and Frankfort will be at Troy, Hanover hosts Tescott and Peabody Burns, while Lynn hosts Axtell, Chase, and Burton. State volleyball is slated to start November 1st.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Axtell live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.